And as the sun beats down across the Island Sailing Club, it is the start of party night, and we have a party girl here this evening, Tracy Clark. You are going to be out on the streets. I can rephrase that. You're going to be out with a party. But let's start tonight by talking to the man who leads the team putting Cowes Week on, Chief Executive Stuart Quarry. Stuart, another Cowes Week, and you're looking very happy.
Hi, Neil. Yeah, it's been a really good week so far. We've got one more day to go, and obviously the fireworks tonight, and we've had a mixture of weather.
The absence of the extreme 40s has felt like it's left a bit of a hole.
It's interesting. I've always sat on the fence with the extremes. They're wonderful for some of the spectators that enjoy it. They brought a lot of razzmatazz. They've now been bought out by the Welsh Tourism, and they're in Cardiff docks. And but for our ordinary, sorry, not ordinary, they're all very special. For the Cowes Week fleet, it's actually made it much easier because we don't have to have an exclusion zone. And the spectators, there are still thousands of spectators down on the green, but they're watching our boats rather than a
few.
We did have two incredibly fast trimarans. Two of the Mod 70 foiling trimarans went around the island, smashed the record. So, yeah, that would have been fast and furious as well.
And something I found out last night as well, that Sir Robin was on one of them, and he claimed line honours by standing right at the very front and leaning out, so he actually was the first person to cross.
That's typical of Robin. I'm surprised he didn't have his cannon there to fire it as he crossed the line, knowing him.
He's probably shaking his fist at the moment down in Osborne Bay,
yeah,
where on the water. Well, Sam Clark, who's the senior cadet instructor from UKSA, has come down to the Island Sailing Club for us this evening. Sam, first of all, UKSA, just for people who don't know, who and what are the UKSA?
UKSA is we're a pretty long established maritime.
Off on the regular crossing back to Southampton, and just coming out of Southampton water at the moment, lit up twinkling like a Christmas tree, is Azura, which is looking great, isn't it?
Oh, is that the Azura there?
Yeah.
Because earlier we saw the Queen Victoria leave.
Yep.
And we saw another big ship go out.
I think that was Adonia.
And of course, the Red Jet 4 is the one I drove, I think.
Yes, and the Red Eagle as well, when you set all the car alarms off. That was 4 years ago, wasn't it? Or maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think I should have another go, because I think I might be a bit more genteel now, a bit more skilled.
As dusk descends across the Solent, the power station just going slightly into silhouettes, and if we turn around and look at the pub, I think there's a superhero party at the pub. Either it's a party, or we're in very safe hands, because I've just seen Batman going down the stairs. Banana Man is looking at the moment, surveying the scene, and of course there's Superman there as well, so if anything happens in Cowes, we're all safe.
Yeah, Batman and Robin holding a plastic banana, no worries.
Only in Cowes, eh?
Yeah.
This, as we said many times before, is probably the most famous and exclusive vantage point anywhere in Cowes, and looking out across the Solent now. We were saying back at the Island Sailing Club a few minutes ago, it didn't look very busy on the water. When you come here and you actually look now into the Solent, it is packed out there, absolutely packed. Seriously, and all the navigation lights are on now, which is actually making for just a beautiful picture. Captain Stuart McIntosh is the Cowes Harbour Master. Stuart, for me, that looks a wonderful sight, but how is it for you professionally?
Well, it's a truly fantastic sight.
We're all just, come on.
We just have the clear to go from the Harbour Master, Shelley.
Oh, we got clear to go from the Harbour Master.
Woo! John, we're all good to go here. In your own time, carry on.
Okay, and that's the instruction now for the barge to go. So we'll just wait for the first flare to go, and we shall be into the music. It's very exciting. So we should be seeing the first one very, very soon.
I can't wait.
There we go.
There we go. I'm really quite emotional. That was amazing.
Fantastic, wasn't it? It never, ever ceases to amaze. And once again, they pull it out of the bag. And what a display.
I mean, we were going to nearly lose this. How awful was that going to be?
It just so close. It comes so. And if you listen out in the Solent now, all the boats are sounding their horns. Listen.
It's just amazing. We're surrounded by people here. You could hardly get back to your seat.
We always say the world famous Cowes firework display, and again, we've seen proof of that today. And you said about getting back into my seat. There must be 100,000 people out on Cowes High Street at the moment, because coming down from the Royal Yacht Squadron, people are looking at me as if you can't be pushing to the back. Well, it's really weird just trying to get out down there.